The brand is the talent. And let's stick with that sports analogy. The answer is you can spend $450 million on a stadium, but if over a 10-year period, the player talent's no good and there are more losses than there are wins, there are going to be a lot more empty seats than there are full ones, right? No matter how good the marketing is, no matter how beautiful the stadium is, the brand is the talent. Bennison Biederman again. The leaders of great groups love talent and know where to find it. They revel in the talent of others. Only in the stupid world of business and government do we promote the best accountant to the head of the accounting department, the best salesman to the head of the sales department, the best trainer to the head of the training department. You don't do that in sports, right? The definition of most of our coaches at the professional level is they were second-rate or marginal players who were brilliant students of the game and people. That is, they were good. What are leaders good at doing? Leading. There was a guy when I was a kid, Yale University used to win the NCAA swimming championships year after year after year. And I've never seen this proven, but it sure doesn't surprise me. There was an interesting thing about their coach. He couldn't swim, but he could sure as heck motivate swimmers. And that's the point, isn't it? There's a thing called leadership.